Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
What's up, Radio Land? This is Stevie G. Welcome to Poetic Energy Network Station. Our host tonight is off. She's tending to her business, and she asked me would I come on and host the show again, and I said, for sure, why not? This is my show, too. So I'd like to welcome everybody in, and before we start the show, I'd like to give a few announcements, and welcome to any listeners that's out there listening. Welcome. I'd like to say on Mondays we have Conversations with the Queen from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesdays, Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. That's from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesdays, we have from 3 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, Spoken Word Billboard Mix. And from 9 to 10 p.m., we have Breaking Free with Lori Colburn. On Thursday nights, of course, at 9 Eastern. You got Stevie G and Poetic E with the open mic. Fridays, we let y'all get a rest from us. On Saturdays, we got On the Way with Brother Yah from 2 to 3 p.m. Saturdays, What's Happening with Marvin Jackson at 9 to 10 p.m. And Sunday, Life with Michelle with Nia Happy Life Potions from 6 p.m. And we're going to get on with the show tonight. And I guess we'll start with some music because I am very musically inclined. So we're going to start with some, let's see what we're going to start with here. Let's start with a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. How about that? After the Love Is Gone.
We could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Things happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad. Never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had, till sadness was all we shared. This affair would lead our love into
Night off, I'll read something that I really like. This is one of my poems that I've written, and the name of the poem is Depictions. What I see through my eyes doesn't always come out in what I write. My heart, collaborated with my mind, gives me different views and insights. I'm a storyteller. I can create a tall tale. I can turn a tramp into the most eloquent female. I can disfigure a thing of beauty with the blink of an eye. I can turn a room full of laughter into an ocean of tears that cry. Don't mind me, I'm just a little old writer. But with this tool, I could turn a rainy day into a blazing fire. I don't know where my gift of writing came from. It just came to me. And ever since, I've been writing repetitively. My depictions are indeed the way my creativity may display, but your reading of my depictions may be interpreted in a totally different way. So my suggestion to you is, do not feed off what I write, but open your mind to my depictions, inspect, and expect new insight. And that's my piece. Well, we're going to go on with the radio show, play a little bit more music, because it's a quiet night, so we might as well keep it quiet. How about 501-622-0220? This is for you.
Baby, you know, sometimes you make me want to scream. You don't need
I wanna stay.
I wanna stay.
I wanna lay.
I wanna lay.
I wanna be your man.
Be my girl.
Girl.
Not even a bother if I forgot their names. Oh yeah.
Would be my girl. Oh, Arkansas, you know. I'm going to put a little commercial on right now. We got to big up the Spoken Word Awards coming up, and we got a commercial that we always play, so I'm going to play it for you guys now.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Okay, y'all, that was the Spoken Word Billboard Awards commercial. Hope you show up. Hope you come on out. If you want to call into the show and be on the radio station and recite some of your beautiful words, please call us at 917-932-8881 and hit option 1. But in the meantime, it looks like it's going to be a quiet night, so I'm doing my thing over here, and I'm just going to read to you. So I got a poem I want to read that I haven't read in a while, and I hope you enjoy it. The name of this poem is, oops, I lost it, I, the Prince. I was prince because my father was king, a prince in a castle with all my siblings. But I'm not speaking of a castle with towers and a moat. I'm speaking of a castle owned by the rat and the roach. I lived on no hill with view of a grassy glen. I lived in the projects where the halls had stench of urine. No Cinderella to come to my ball. Just people rolling dice and shooting guns in the hall. I had no horse or carriage to carry me to and fro. Only a pair of tennis shoes and a bus card to take me where I had to go. No gold coins or precious gems to buy all that I need. Just some food stamps and some boosting skills for my family I had to feed. No wars to strategically organize to keep my kingdom well. Just my two hands and a shoddy to take your ass straight to hell. No crowns of gold and gems to place upon my brow. Just a baseball cap and a fake gold chain to keep up with the in crowd. But still, I was prince waiting to fill my father's shoes. And now that I am king, I am the producer of new rules. My castle is now a spotless place, and I live rat and roach free. The hall scented with African violet and lack the stench of pee. My kingdom is now protected, the shoddy I no longer need. Now I have a security system provided by ADT. The prince I am no longer, and now the king am I. My son is now prince, waiting for a king to die. And that's my piece. I guess we're going to go on and have some more music on here since it's my night, my thing. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to put some Smokey on. I like the old school. 513, if you want to get on the line, just hit option 1 on your telephone and we can hear whatever you need to tell us. For some reason, Smokey don't want to play. Now he's playing.
What's it all about? This crazy love. How dear are two worlds entwined? How do I fit in?
Robin Sin, Agony and Ecstasy. We got to fit in some of our poets that sent in material. And this happens to be one of my favorite. I cannot pronounce this woman's name, but I'm going to try. Stalicia Bowden, or Bowden. It's called Dark Skin Anthem. I really dig this one.
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark-skinned people, because this is the Dark Skin Anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again, dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complementing our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J, to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions. What? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids. We rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up for the dark skin anthem. Stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark-skinned.
Baby, I love that piece, but I'm proud to be light-skinned. I'm just proud to be any skin. I'm proud to be breathing. But I really dig that piece, though. Well, it's a quiet night in at the home front here at Poetic Energy Radio Network. And my host is out. She's taking care of some business, and she asked me to fill in, and I believe I got back to her a little late, and maybe she canceled the show for the night, but guess what? I got a few listeners, so I'm going to read a few lines. That's my job. And I'm going to hit you off with a poem I wrote called What Half of Me. Like I said, the name of the poem is What Half of Me. I've endured some issues growing from a boy to a man. Some may consider me slightly tanned. Because of my slight tan, I've been shunned as a Caucasian. I've been ridiculed as a brother because I had a half-white mother. I've been measured as a man due to the tone of my skin. It's like that now, and it was like that back when I was a young boy growing up in the hood. Most were confused by my nationality, so of course I was misunderstood. In actuality, the misunderstanding was on my part. Trying to figure out why I was being judged by the tone of my skin and not by the compassion in my heart. How do you decipher who I am when half of me is white and the other half black man? I had no hand in my creation, and yet both sides of me suffer damnation. To me, I'm just a man, olive in tone. God made me who I am, and he sits on the throne. The answers to my questions I seek from the Almighty, and not what half of me some deem was right or not right for me. Who are you to pass judgment on the tone of my skin or the texture of my hair? How do I take you serious or trust you to be fair? What half of me do you like? What half of me to you is right? What half of me is embarrassing? And what half of me causes your harassing me? What half of me makes you hate the other half? What half of me makes you think I have no class? What half of me makes you call me white? And what half of me makes you think that that's right? What half of me makes you call me nigger? Is it the half of me you just can't figure out how this half-breed bastard can understand what it is to be a whole man? Well, ignorant people, you know exactly who you are. It didn't take two halves to get me this far. It took wisdom and lessons to become this man. And two halves make the whole damn man that I am. And that's my piece. Well, I guess I'm going to get back to the show and put on some more music or put on some more something to keep you ladies and gentlemen entertained while I fill in the spot for my gracious host that didn't make it in tonight. So I'm just going to click a button in here and see what we come up. This is Samara King. It's called Beloved. As a matter of fact, after Samara King, 513, you got the mic, okay?
We are the lovers. Children, fusion of prose, verse, and lyrics. We are the reality that others dare to wrap their minds around. We are a process unrestrained by rhythm, melody, or rhyme. Underline, underscore. There will be no more and no less. Dare I confess, we are the love, kindred, a motley, a mixture, careful, crafted, something that was never intended to be mastered. So take words and listen. We are what you dare not. High priest, chief, intertwined, divine, of one mind and one accord. We be the consequence of the highest. Love, shaking the heavens above, we pulsate, resonate, creating a new force. This magnetism isn't something you can support. He be my beloved, I be his.
Beloved, we got to keep our beloved in rotation, and that's what we're going to do. Well, we're going to put somebody on the mic tonight from the 513. 513, you're on the air. Who we talking to?
Hey, what's good? This is Romeo D. Natty.
Romeo, what's good, baby?
Oh, man,
how you?
Man, the main thing to play, boy.
What you going to do for us tonight, Romeo? Look, I got a special someone listening. Don't make her run away from me, all right?
Nah. I'm going to do this piece. I did it on the show once before. Titled The Way You Make Me Feel.
All right, go ahead, drop it, man. Do your thing.
All right. I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you, when I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we wanted to. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you, only for a moment, would I not want to be with you? And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment when I can be with you. I feel you smiling because I'm doing the same, thinking how I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. We're dreaming of the day after forever. We are we. You and I together, and the end is the future I see. I want to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I watch YZ show me. Ooh, wee. Is how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me. So have a seat while I caress your feet. But first I rub your temple, massage through your hair. Then I whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear. Cause it was sour the air. But the smile on your lips and heart is my only kiss. So smile till your face hurts. No trust, believe that I work at this until it works. I will even work overtime so you understand how much I want you. As mine, I'm speaking my thoughts and my truths on the way you make me feel. Imagining how wonderful this is real. How I would feel, can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel, and I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Cause when I say I want thee, only the love of God would I want more for me. This is the way you make me feel, and it's the greatest feeling that can be. That's my thought.
All right, bro. I don't put the claps on, but guess what? It's only me on here, and every time you rock the mic, you always bring it, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, Stevie G. Appreciate it, man.
But, Romeo, you can tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, Romeo D. Natty. That is D'Natti. You can also check me out on Reverb Nation, Romeo D'Natti. You can check me on SoundCloud, Romeo D'Natti. And you can check out my YouTube. I got a few videos on there. Wet Rain has been nominated for the Spoken Word Billboard Award in the erotic category. And you can check that out on Mr. Romeo D'Natti at YouTube.
All right, man. I'm sorry my cell phone was going off in the background. I'm sorry about that. But I think everybody out there got you. But, you know, we're always blessed and love to have you on the show, man. Michelle's not here, but I know she would have loved that piece. So I'm going to leave it like that, man. I just appreciate your time, bro. You always.
Oh, man.
And you
I appreciate that, Stevie G, man. I'm looking forward to meeting you when I come up to the city.
All right, man. You act like you're out in the country somewhere. Like when you come up to the city. Anyway, man, I'm looking forward to meeting you too, brother.
All right, man. I put myself back on. You put my hand down. Check the rest of the show.
All right, man.
All right, take it easy.
Okay, y'all. That was Romeo D'Natti, and he always brings it when he comes on. I tell you, I love that kid. He always brings it. But anyway, I just want to say something to the listeners out there. You know, we got a lot of listeners that call in and they don't hit the option one button. And I understand a lot of people just love to listen. But I want you to realize that nobody can see you. You're sitting in your house, and if you mess up on your poem when you read it and you read a few lines wrong, ain't nobody going to laugh at you. They're just going to sit back and say, oh, 252 or 501 or 503 or whatever number you call it from messed up, but they got their thing off. You know, this ain't a popularity contest, so don't be afraid to hit that option one and read something or say something, even if you tell a joke.
It's all right with us. This is open mic. Open means open. You can do whatever you want to do. If you get on the mic and go, ah, gotcha, that's on you. So, you know, don't be afraid to hit option one because we would love to hear what you sound like. Anyway, I'm going to read something else. It's 8:37. We're about halfway through the show. And I got this special someone in my life. So I wrote a poem for her the other night. And I'm going to read it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as she did. The name of the poem is You Are the One. I know it's you now, boo. And just think, I was going to throw it all away. What would I do without you? I need you in the best way. You clear my cloudy days. Sometimes you cause conflict in my dreams, but whoever said love was all peaches and cream? We only live one life, and it don't have to be a long one. If you know like I know, you come on and get you some. Love is so special, and that's because of you. You have taught me what love can truly do by opening your heart to me and letting me come inside, by ignoring all the pain I caused and keeping me at your side. I don't deserve you, but you are a keeper. And I'm going to keep you because I ain't no sleeper. We have our clashing moments, and this is for sure. But, baby, I would rather have clashing moments, for life without you is definitely a bore. You have this special warmth about you to let me know love is safe. And the reason our love is so secure, because love lives in us through faith. I'm faithful that our love is strong throughout thick and thin. I'm faithful that your heart is huge beneath your lovely skin. You have a beautiful smile that means the world to me. And in this world of chaos and turmoil, I turn to you to see your smile that brightens my every day, that gives me the concentration to see things in a better way. I can never ask for better than you. You advise me well on things I need to do. You care, and I can smell your thoughtfulness. You are truly amazing, and I am truly blessed. I'm not close enough to touch you, but I yearn to hold you near, near enough to hear your heart, because I know you hold mine dear. You hold my heart's key, and I love the way this feels. To give my heart to you and know it abundantly appeals. I never want to lose you until God says it's so. And then one day I know we'll meet in heaven's golden glow. You're more precious to me than most can comprehend. And I promise to love you until my life comes to an end. After all is said and done, I want you to understand that you, my love, are number one. And I am your number one fan. I know I'm not a young man. I know I'm not a young man, and I'm set in my ways. And I understand that you and I have seen better days. But these are new days, and you changed the spectrum of my life. So why don't you really change my life spectrum by saying yes to being my wife? I love you, baby. And that's my piece. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Well, let's put a little bit more music on. Let's find something good to play here. What's this? How about some Fire and Desire? Meaning that that was just fire.
Life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be in that cold,
long, and we got callers on the line, so I can't leave them hanging that long. But thanks anyway, Rick and Tina. And we're going to put in caller from the 252. You are on the air with Stevie G without Poetic E tonight, but you're on the air anyway. Go ahead and do your thing.
Hey, good evening, Stevie G. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, and who am I speaking to?
I'm good. This is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How you doing this week?
From North Carolina.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm hanging in there. I just needed a poetry fix tonight, so that's why I wasn't raising my hand. I was just listening in. But anyway, I do have a piece. because this is where my mindset is right now. This piece is entitled Vacation. By the way, I enjoyed your pieces, especially the last one. That was just, that was on point. I enjoyed that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think she enjoyed it too.
Yeah, the finale was just, that was beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. What you going to read for us tonight?
Okay, this is Vacation, something that I'm in need of. Sweet, sweet TNT, Trinidad and Tobago is calling me. Missing family, friends, kindred spirits in a big way. Or is it St. Lucia that's calling my name? Could it be Jamaica or St. Croix, Barbados, or the Bahamas? One thing I do know for sure is I need a vacation. Desperately. If only for a day. Or seven. To be among crystal blue waters, coconut palms and banana trees, swaying in the island breeze, singing a melody of their own, inviting me to look upon its beauty, to taste of its goodness. When the time is right, I will answer your call. I will bathe in your sea. I will build castles in your sand. In the meantime, a girl can dream while making plans to come your way. And that's that piece.
All right. You make me want to zip up my bags and get going.
I know, that's right.
Because you're right. We can all use a vacation.
Yeah.
I know I sure can use one.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful piece, Jacqueline. You want to tell people how they can reach out to you?
Sure. I am on Facebook, and that's Jacqueline Thomas Rome, if anybody's interested. And I've written a couple of children's books. Do I Have to Clean My Room? And Do I Have to Go to Church Today? Both of them are on Amazon, and they're on PendiumPublishing.com. You can find them on Barnes & Noble. You know, a lot of times as parents, you know, the children will ask. This day and time, they are bold, and they'll ask, do I have to do such and such? You know, a lot of times when we were children, or I should say when I was a child, during my childhood, a lot of times children weren't quite as bold as they are today. But anyway, yes. I mean, you were thinking it, but you knew what the answer was. Yes, you do have to clean your room, or yes, you do have to go to church. But anyway, it's just taking the reader on a journey through the mind of a child. So, again, it's on Amazon. It's on Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. Do I Have to Clean My Room? Jacqueline Thomas Rome. So,
well, Jacqueline, we
parents, check that out.
As always, we appreciate you coming out, writing, reading your poetry, and blessing us on the mic as usual. Don't stop coming.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
All right.
All right. Take care. Have a good night.
All right, Jacqueline. Thanks again, y'all. That was Jacqueline, and she did her thing. And I got a man in the, or a lady, I'm not sure, MM, let me see, hold on a minute. MMP123. I don't know if you're female or male, but every time you come on and I'm on here playing my music, you always big me up. So I'm going to dedicate this one to MMP, because he likes the old school, so he got to be all right with me. Let's see what we got. The Whispers.
Changing the stars.
That was You Are Number One by the Whispers. Can't beat the Whispers. They can get you in the mood. I think a couple of my kids contributed to them. I do. I truly do. But anyway, the show must go on. I'd like to thank all the listeners. The chat room is kind of quiet tonight. I got a feeling that Michelle canceled the show tonight, and I didn't know it. And, hey, but I'm here doing my thing, caller from the 252-513-501 and MMP123. Glad you guys came out to hear the show and listen to Stevie G do his baby making music thing. So I'm going to continue to do that because it's a music night. Why not have good music? I think I'm going to play some, how about some Moments? I like the Moments. I think that's what I'll play. If I can find them somewhere here in my... But here they are. How about A Little Love on Two-Way Street? Everybody should know that one.
Thank you.
Y'all, that was the Moments with Love on a two-way street. I want to thank everybody that came out tonight for coming out. And I always enjoy the company of everybody that comes on the show. I appreciate everybody for listening in. I'm not sure what happened with Michelle if she canceled or not, but guess what? I had a good time anyway. And I'm going to take y'all out of here tonight with a little Ain't Understanding Mellow, Jerry Butler. Have a great weekend. We'll get up with you next week. Have a blessed week. Thank you.